This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're 2 hours away from one of the more anticipated Caps games of the regular season as they take on the best team in the West, the Winnipeg Jets. Joe Beninati is waiting on the hotline. We will get to him in just one moment on Grant and Danny. Brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. They will help you to draft your last will and testament if needed. They will set up a living trust for you or your family, get you a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today over at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. And on this day, where Jacob Chychrun did sign a massive 8-year extension for $72 million, and the Caps are playing the second-best team in the NHL in a matchup for a possible President's Trophy, Joe Beninati joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joe B., it's a good day to be Jacob Chychrun.
Just an awesome bit of news for sure, Grant. I know the guys were having a lot of fun with Jacob today at Canada Life Center. Somebody put 72 on the front of his helmet. Somebody also pinned a $100 bill to his practice jersey. He actually made it onto the ice without realizing it was there, so he's flying around carrying the hundo behind him and carrying 72 proudly on the front of his helmet. Really just part and parcel for this group that loves each other. They feel great about the way they're playing, and they couldn't be happier for Jacob. Jacob said in the last couple of days, Grant, that this wasn't weighing very heavily on his mind. All of a sudden, he got a call. The agents got involved. They settled pretty quickly, and they're extremely happy, and wouldn't you be?
Joe B., I'm going to give some numbers for my listeners, and then I want you to maybe provide some color commentary on the other side. But among defensemen this year, Chychrun first in game-winning goals with 6, first in power play goals with 5, third in goals scored with 18. And then if you look at points on the year, 16th, assists, tied for 36th, second on the team among defenders. He's got the third highest goal total, behind only Makar and Yossi on the blue line since the pandemic year. I mean, this is a really elite offensive player. How has he flourished to the extent that he has this season in Washington?
Very gifted offensive player. You've obviously itemized a lot of the numbers. Incredible physical specimen, a tremendous athlete, and has always been that, and has always been, I think for the longest time too, Grant, the Caps were looking at Jacob when he was with the Coyotes organization. Then he spends a year in the system with the Ottawa Senators. They were always eager to see if they could land him. When they did it in an off-season trade that involved Nick Jensen, they were thrilled. They knew they were getting a player who could really help transition from defense to offense. Once he gets in the offensive zone, he's a major, major threat. And I would say, when I think of the two most impactful defensemen this season, I might put McCarr from Colorado, Werenski from Columbus, as the only two, maybe, who are more impactful than what Chychrun has done with Washington. He blends in so nicely with the way Spencer Carberry and Kirk Muller, Mitch Love, Scotty Allen, the coaching staff, all want to integrate defense into the offense. And all of a sudden, I guess the biggest number, Grant, you could look at was a season ago, the Caps defense corps as a group was ranked 30th, I believe, in blue line production. This year, with the arrival of Chychrun and opening up a number of other players defensively at the offensive end, they're already up to second in terms of overall defensive production. And Chychrun has been the lightning rod for all that success.
Yeah, they were scratching and clawing to get to 20 goals last year as a group. And he's going to get to 20 this season, to Joe B's point. Here on Grant and Danny on the Fan, Jacob Chychrun, if you haven't heard, you're just getting in the car this afternoon, an 8-year extension worth over $70 million. From the Capitals. How did they get him straight up for Jensen?
I think more than anything, the salary structure in Ottawa created room for some movement there. I look at Ottawa's left side when they had Shabbat, Sanderson, and Chychrun, and you that would be the envy of any defensive left side throughout the NHL in terms of ability level, age group. They realized that Jacob was going to ask for and demand a lot of money on the other side of his deal when he was coming out of it. And in advance, I think they made their decision, Ottawa that was, to move on from Jacob. Washington pounced. Nick Jensen's a solid player, and there were draft picks involved in that deal as well. But Chychrun is somebody that they've coveted. I know they've coveted him going back to the Coyotes days, and that's not that all that far ago. This is a player at a terrific age group, in a terrific age group to absorb an 8-year deal like this. I think Ottawa knew contractually they weren't going to probably be able to meet his demands. And thank goodness Washington did.
Joe Beninati on the call tonight of the Caps and the Jets, one of the most anticipated games in this regular season between the top two teams in the NHL. Before we talk about the matchup, one more on Chychrun. Specific to the salary cap explosion coming, did that make this easier? I've seen a lot of people saying, man, 8 years, $9 million, that's a lot of money. Can you educate us a little bit on just how much of a boom is coming in the cap and why that makes this a little more stomachable?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
I can't give you the specifics, Grant, but if you'll notice, there was an announcement made recently about year-to-year improvements in the salary cap. I believe it extended out 3 years. I know that there is a collective bargaining agreement to be made within the next year or two between the league and the Players Association, but the strong belief is that the salary cap is going to grow significantly for sure this year, and for as many as, I think they've itemized as many as 3 years out, so that if you wanted to be able to spend to the cap, that cap was growing. And I think that that definitely has an impact on the Logan Thompson deal recently in the Nets for Washington, definitely has an impact on today's deal with Chychrun. I know that those are immense dollars, and it's just incredible to see, but it makes it, I guess, more palatable to be able to spend to the cap, which is something that Ted Leonsis and the Monumental Sports Entertainment owners have done throughout. But now they are getting a little bit more room, and it gives them the ability to keep a team intact. If I'm not mistaken, all six of the defenders who are likely to play tonight are signed up through at least next year. So there's continuity there. They're extremely well paid. But the league has expanded from a salary cap standpoint and is going to continue to do so. That gives teams a little bit more wiggle room inside their negotiations.
Yeah, it looks like, just digging up the numbers here, $88 million currently. It'll be $95.5 million next year, and then $104 million the year after that. And then the final year of the 3 years of growth that Joe was talking about, up to $113.5 million for 27-28. So that is...
Wow, Grant, I didn't even realize it was that high, but that's a lot. That's terrific. That tells you the game is in a great place, and it gives teams that have the wherewithal to be able to do that, it gives them the ability to sign some great players and set them up for the rest of their lives. You can't be happier for Jacob. You see him today, and you realize he tells you how happy it is, but think about that day. It should happen for all of us, that you sign that kind of a deal that just creates such an amazing opportunity for Jacob and his family for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, his entire life's work in hockey pays off, literally and figuratively, with this announcement today. Joby, I can't wait for 8 o'clock and puck drop tonight in Winnipeg, as you'll be on the call of what is going to be, I read today, the seventh ever game this deep into a season where the best team in the East will play the best team in the West, when both teams are top three in goals scoring and goals allowed. I mean, this is the good stuff in the NHL regular season. Just how fun might this be tonight?
Yeah, without a doubt, Grant, this is strength against strength. You come right out of the gate with those numbers, and Washington holds the most goals per game of any team in the league. I believe it's 3.66. And then you're bumping into the Winnipeg Jets, who have the league's best goals against average. So it's strength against strength in so many different categories. Special teams, power play against penalty killing. Winnipeg has the best home ice PK. Washington the second best. I'm sorry, the best home ice power play. Washington the second best road PK. In so many ways, you're seeing the league's elite two teams. And they have been this way for quite a while. The Capitals have been doing extremely well in the Metro and in the Eastern Conference, just like Winnipeg has been in the Central and out West. And the game that we saw between them earlier this season, Grant, was right at the outset of February. It was in D.C., and I have no qualms saying Winnipeg was the best team I have seen on the ice against Washington with my own eyes. They were fantastic. The Caps rallied to squeeze a point there, got into overtime, eventually were beaten by the Jets, and tonight the Caps look to return the favor on enemy ice.
Caps have won 4 in a row and 9 of 10, and they have points in all but one of their last 13 games on the road, I believe, as they are in Winnipeg this evening. I also think we're getting two guys who have arguably been the best goaltender circuit to circuit, because Logan Thompson's expected to start in net against Connor Hellebuyck tonight, yeah?
Yeah, without question. And Hellebuyck, I think, is the presumptive favorite for the Vezina. He is the ironclad number one for the Winnipeg Jets. He's already won that award twice. I just think I've seen every game that Logan has played this season, and cover to cover, I would say he's been the best goalie that I've watched and I think is deserving of the award. And there is precedent for goalies who have been in season-long rotations, as Logan has been with Charlie Lindgren, for them to win Vezina trophies. Linus Ullmark, just a couple seasons back, was in a rotation with Jeremy Swayman, was incredible, had similar numbers to what Logan's provided, and was awarded the Vezina. I would have to imagine Hellebuck is the likely winner, but I think it'll be closer than you think, especially if Thompson finishes up as strongly as we expect. But tonight, those two guys against each other again, this is it's another King Kong Godzilla kind of matchup.
Joe Beninati on the call just a couple hours from now. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Caps, Jets, a game we've been waiting for weeks as these two teams barrel down the stretch. You mentioned the year Logan Thompson has had. He's gotten a lot of credit for it, deservedly. Tell me if you think I'm crazy here. I think Pierre-Luc Dubois, and I heard you say something along these lines on the telecast with May the other night, is going overlooked in so many national circles. Is it crazy to say he should be getting some type of Selke discussion for his work defensively? I don't have the global knowledge like you do of the rest of the league. I'm sure there are other guys like him, but I just think we should be talking about that. He's been so good as a shutdown forward.
Terrific. And at the same time, in the second half of the season especially, Grant, his offensive numbers have risen to the point where Washington would have loved to anticipate that's what we're going to get for production from a first or second line center. And that's genuinely what Dubois is and can be. I didn't realize that he had the defensive acumen that he does. He's the son of a coach. He knows the game extremely well positionally. And this year, Spencer Carberry has entrusted him with the top defensive assignment each and every night. Now, when the Caps are at home, there's an easier way to control the matchups. You have the last line change. It's not as easy to get the center that you want or the player that you want against the other in a matchup when you're on the road, as we are tonight. But you would think, more often than not, Carberry is going to try and do his best to get Dubois on the ice against Scheifele, a former teammate. Pierre-Luc is extremely well-known here in Winnipeg. I believe his mom's in the area still. I want to say they had lunch yesterday. So when I spoke to Pierre-Luc Dubois earlier, he's very much looking forward to this matchup. And all season long, he's been the one, along with Spencer Carberry, saying, hey, give me McDavid, give me Matthews, give me Barkov, give me Scheifele, give me Crosby, on and on and on. And he's performed incredibly well. I believe he was four the other day in a matchup against Florida, straight up head up against Barkov. I think he's deserving of a lot of consideration for that Selke Award. He's been one of the league's best defensive forwards, if not the best.
Joe Beninati on Grant and Danny. Before I let you go, I've got to sneak in one on Ovi, because here we're talking in late March about the Capitals, and he's 7 goals away from Gretzky. But it is 7 away now with 12 to play. Joe B., we are coming down to the wire.
Yeah, and it's cool to travel around with this group now. Yes, the vibes are amazing at home and at Capital One Arena, but it's pretty interesting when the team does have a road game. You come north of the border where hockey is king. You come to Winnipeg. There are fans waiting at the private plane lot, at the private jet lot in Winnipeg, just to get a glimpse of Alex and his teammates. It's like you're traveling with a rock and roll band. It's just amazing. And every time I come into the rink, I've said this, my senses are heightened. It's nerve-wracking because you know we're getting closer and closer. You're on the edge of an amazing accomplishment, and it's staggering to think of this record ever falling. Gretzky's held it for 31 years, but it sure looks like the Great Eight's coming for it.
We'll be watching tonight, as ideally you are calling at least one Alex Ovechkin goal as he takes one more glide of the skates closer to Wayne Gretzky. Joe Beninati, the outstanding face and voice of Capitals hockey for so many years here in D.C. Thank you, sir, and I can't wait to see you back in the district.
Thanks a lot, Grant. Sign me up for this one. It's going to be a great game tonight.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.